listening to Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.
I did ask for it. Keep those supermarket stories coming through. There's more. They're rolling through on the text machine, 53955. Now, welcome to the BFM studio, Matt Thompson.
Thanks, Johnny.
Hey. How's it going?
Pretty good.
Are you feeling the Thursday vibes here in Tamaki Makaurau?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. This rain makes me look forward to the weekend.
Oh, my God. It was so wet today. I couldn't believe it. I actually drove my car in for about the first time in 6 months.
But, I mean, I don't know. It's because it has been quite a warm winter, and it is nice, like, being at home, like, the heater on and, like, raining outside and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's good to
having some
enjoy
whiskey
that vibe. Yeah, it's just hard if you got to do something, like...
Matt Thompson, being the man behind Thompson Whiskey, what do you have on hand at home? Is it just a bottle of Two Tone? What sort of dram would you pour yourself?
Two Tone or our rye would be the ones that I drink the most, you know, because mm-hmm. you wouldn't necessarily drink smoky whiskey constantly. Mm-hmm. And then just other whiskeys, because it's a bit weird, but you like listening to your own music all the mm-hmm. time if you're a musician, you know.
I don't want to plug other whiskies, but what's your go-to? What is your go-to? Where do you go? Like, what's your favourite of the international roster out there?
Oh, there's too many. It's like saying, what's your favourite band?
Led Zeppelin?
You just say it. No, it's not.
You just say it? Led Zeppelin? Nah, Fu Manchu.
Yeah, that's what I thought. No, I mean, we're all like Lagavulin in 16, but... I don't know, there's a whole lot of whiskies out there that are really great.
Yes.
And it's great with whiskey because you can go on this journey because wine, it's pretty stable in a bottle.
I'm just going to bust in here. Do you ever have a whiskey and go, oh my God, how do they get that flavour in there?
Yeah, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think about it and try and work it out. Mm. Bourbon whiskies are the one, because we make a rye, which I really like, and we're about to do another release of that, actually. But most people attribute value to single malt, so having like a multi-grain whiskey, like a rye and barley, like we've got all the bourbon to corn, rye, wheat and barley, sort of devalues it if you do that, because you can obviously buy like really good value... really good bourbon at sort of lower price to mm-hmm. single malt. So although I find those quite exciting, it's sort of, it's quite hard to sell.
Mm-hmm.
Those are really regionally specific though to the States because they have to be a brand new American oak cask mm-hmm. and they're using at least 51% corn, which is a native grain. So there's a real American style.
Have you ever done a brand new American oak? Can you do that with whiskey?
Yeah. Well, that was with our rye. We did that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that was really good. And so, I mean, I do feel like single malt whiskey is the whiskey of New Zealand because Canterbury has got a number of world records for the highest yield per hectare of barley. And it's that sort of cold, dry climate that suits mm-hmm. barley really well. And that's where it's grown. It's not grown in the North Island or further south of Canterbury.
What about whiskey making? Is the temperature and climate appropriate in the South Island, or are you better off making whiskey in the North Island?
So there's a number of distilleries now, so we mm-hmm. can look at what their evaporative loss is. So what happens when you've got whiskey in the cask is it's taking on wood character, and if it's a charred cask, the carbon is filtering it, and whiskey is evaporating out, and it's reducing, like you're reducing a syrup on the stove.
Mm-hmm.
And so in Scotland, it's just under 2%. I think it might be like 1.8 or 1.9% evaporative loss per year, but myself, a distillery in Pocono and Cadrona Distillery all get 5%.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more than double. Cadrona will get 3% if they put it in a temperature-controlled warehouse because they've got some wine warehouses mm-hmm. down the South Island.
Even in Cadrona? they get that sort of loss, which says, is it just a lot more mild?
I think it's, well, in the temperature-controlled warehouse, they can get 3%.
Mm-hmm.
But what, even though it's more mild down there, they're at altitude, and I think at the higher up you are, the more, you know how boiling temperature drops?
Like on Everest, you can't boil any kind of thing? I'm with you.
So that might compensate for it. Mm-hmm. I don't know that, like, if you were in Dunedin or somewhere at sea level, whether the losses would be less. But it's directly proportional to how fast it aged, so it does definitely mature faster.
Yes.
But it makes it very expensive to get like a standard 10-year-old release out of New Zealand because you've got double the loss.
Yes. Okay.
So you only really know that by doing it, by experience. You couldn't be hard to calculate it, you know?
Yep. Now, what are you going to make us this evening? Right, you've brought in an actual bit of lemongrass.
Yes,
not just the stalk, the whole thing.
Yep. Because we're making gin today, but what I'm going to do is I had a tip off that coconut water and whiskey went really well together, and so I bought some coconut water and tried the combo. So just if you like drink some coconut water and then you smell it and you think whiskey, you go like, oh yeah, it does smell a bit like whiskey. Like, there's a lot of, in American oak, you often say sort of coconut notes.
I'm going to go with, it smells like coconut water.
Yeah, but if you think, you know, prove me wrong. But anyway, you know how it's like
nice. That's nice coconut water.
It is nice, eh? It's only $1.59 a can from Huckleberry.
Yeah, it's tasty.
Yeah. So, what are we doing? Anyway, so what I'm going to do, you can just get your coconut water and add some whiskey to it is yum. But yes. I thought like I had to sort of like make a cocktail. So what I'm doing is I've got my shaker and I've got some ice in it. And I'm going to pour whiskey straight from the hip in there. And then I'm going to add some coconut water. And the next thing is I'm going to put in some maple syrup.
Why maple syrup?
Well, I had it in the fridge and I tried it, and it's so fucking yum. Mm. That was the...
I also love maple syrup, Matt Thompson, I must say. That one that you've got there is a nice one. Not always available in your average supermarket, but typically you might find it. Not available around Mother's Day, Father's Day, usually. It's gone when people are making their pancakes. But the rest of the year, yes, you can find it.
And this is 100% pure Canadian maple syrup, not maple-flavoured syrup.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to have a whiff, just for old time's sake. Ah, Canada. I love you.
Right, so I've got it in the shaker.
Okay, you brought your own shaker in. Is that slightly smaller than the usual shaker? Is that more of a like a...
Yeah, and it's quite leaky as well, actually. I'm a bit disappointed with all this drink that's dripping down the leg.
Just move that multi-board down there and hopefully you'll be right.
So
it's quite leaky. That's a nice... It's a nice copper colour. But what I must say, the cocktail you've made this evening with the coconut water and the Thompson whiskey, or is it a gin?
What? Whiskey.
Whiskey, yes. With the whiskey is looking, oh my gosh, with the mint in there as well, oh my gosh, this is so fragrant. We didn't even say cheers, we just went straight
cheers,
in
cheers
mate, this is delicious.
Thanks. So I thought he had
such a wry smile on his face. He was like, I know this is gonna be bloody good.
I thought we'd name this one after you.
After me?
Yeah, because it's got mint in it. You like saying mint. So I thought we'd call it the Johnny.
The Johnny? What does that have to do with mint? This is delicious. We need to make one for Lewis and Vince as well.
Well, I thought we'd rack up this
one. Well, do you know what? This has got like massive amounts of body. Is that just from the
coconut
syrup?
Water. No, it's from my great whiskey as well.
Okay.
But those things, yeah, the coconut water, you know how it's nice and soft in your mouth? And then the yumminess of the maple syrup.
Yeah. Oh, you're onto a winner here. Okay, so wait, hang on. Is this a classic? Is there some sort of classic element? Is it based on anything? Or is it just an amazing coincidence that coconut water, mint, maple syrup, and Thompson whiskey all kind of work together?
Rachel heard it on the radio or something. I don't know. Rachel suggested it. Mm-hmm. Then I bought some coconut water and went, yeah.
Yeah.
And then added the maple syrup. Because, like, what else can I add?
Yeah, this is legit. Simple. This is so good. Yeah. Do you know what I love? A good cocktail that you can just make at home. Yeah, and be stoked on.
Aim to please.
Mm. Nah, this feels like one of those real, a nice easy one where you feel like a proper mixologist.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
I think it's quite on trend with the coconut water.
Yeah, totally, totally. All right, Matt Thompson, if people want to grab a bottle of Thompson whiskey, go to Glengarry.
Yeah, any good kind of wine shop or Hallertau shop, mm-hmm. the Hallertau online store.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, awesome.
Pretty good delivery service from Hallertau as well, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's get into our work here behind the scenes. Thank you very much, Matt Thompson.
Thanks, Johnny.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.